An idea comes, and you see it, and you hear it, and you know it.
How does it come?
It comes like on a TV in your mind.
You know, there's a line I've always loved of Leonard Cohen. He said, if I knew where the good songs came from, I would go there more often.
Absolutely.
It's Rich, it's Alive, it's Cut by Cut Podcast.
Welcome back to Cut by Cut Podcast. This is Chris, and I'm rowing solo today because in last week's episode, I walked my co-host Eric off the plank of the good ship Cut by Cut at knife point into the deep, troubled, shark-infested waters that is the discography of Matt Skiba. I gave Eric nary a flotation device. In fact, I wrapped the songs of Matt Skiba around Eric's ankles like a gothic-infused pop-punk anchor of sorrow, shame, and sin. And I had so much fun doing so that I told Eric, you've got a lot of work cut out for you, and should you not make it back to shore in time for next week's episode, never fear, Eric, I have an idea. I'll put together a bonus episode that features more songs by Matt Skiba, his related projects, as well as some songs that may or may not have influenced them over the years, and some songs that may give us a glimpse into the inner madness of Matt Skiba's musically monstrous mind. Well, fortunately for fans of the show, and those concerned with the general well-being of our podcast host, or those concerned with the fact that I so cavalierly placed our podcast's future in such perilous jeopardy, Eric did manage to make it back to shore. And he did so in time for the next episode, no less. But I gave Eric the day off regardless. And I'll tell you, Eric accepted this day off with what I could only assume was a morbid curiosity of what kind of train wreck of an episode I could come up with. Nonetheless, as I speak, Eric is no doubt throwing a kettle of Earl Grey tea on the stove, or finding his center with a hot yoga session, followed by a warm mineral-infused bath. So, without much further ado, here's some music, folks.
Got This I know.
Okay, well, fine and dandy.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Well, that's all right.
You're very welcome.
That's all right. Okay.
I shall have a memory. A green leprechaun.
To think of it as in the other room, the puzzle is all together, but they keep flipping in just one piece at a time.
In the other room,
over there.
In a sense, David, there's always another room somewhere.
That's a beautiful thing to think about.
Let's think about it a bit.
No, you think about it.
All right, that first segment started with Lexicon Devil by the Germs off their 1979 album G.I., and it was followed by the Stone Roses' I Want to Be Adored off their self-titled debut album from 1989. The next song was composed by Peter Ivers with lyrics written by David Lynch, and the song was titled In Heaven, which you may remember from David Lynch's 1977 cult classic Eraserhead as the Lady in the Radiator song. Kids, as long as we have David Lynch and his movies in the world, there's no need to do drugs. They'll do you just fine. And next up, we heard the beautiful, the haunting, the wondrous Klaus Nomi with his song Valentine's Day off his unfinished opera. Now, Klaus Nomi is a name I've heard referenced numerous times before. There are classic pictures I've seen over the years, but I never took the time to pull up his music before these last couple of weeks. And I have to say, dear listeners, consume whatever you can of his works in whatever fashion you can find it. iTunes, YouTube, Spotify, whatever. I don't think you'll be sorry. And lastly, we close the first segment with the trailblazing Tried, the True, the Damned, with their song Limit Club off their Friday the 13th EP from 1981. Now, I don't recall just how much we discussed The Damned during our Cut by Cut episodes covering the Misfits album Walk Among Us, track by track, but needless to say, you can hear it in the song. The Damned were a huge influence on Glenn Danzig, and being huge Misfits fans, it's no surprise The Damned were an influence on Matt Skiba and Alkaline Trio. They've covered The Damned's Wait for the Blackout for years, and Skiba himself has Love Song tattooed across his knuckles, in testament to his level of fandom of The Damned. In 2017, Danzig and Jerry Only started playing some Misfits reunion concerts, and Alkaline Trio got the opportunity to share the stage with them for their LA and Las Vegas dates in December of 2017. One can only imagine the dreams fulfilled for the members of Alkaline Trio. Okay, I've talked enough. Here's a block of Alkaline Trio songs.
Possible. full, I feel truly dead inside. It's one or another, between a rope and a bottle. I can tell you're having trouble breathing, 'cause you'll never be okay.
You'll never be okay.
You'll never be okay. You'll always feel this way, 'cause things ain't never work out right.
Never works out right.
Never works out right. You'll always be in pain. Don't forget to let your life rot you inside out. Don't forget to let your life rot you inside out.
Trying to leave town, I broke down crying on your return. You left me feeling awful. I never see your face again. You're made for bad lovers. Liver, you sold all the covers and busted my head. You made me such an asshole. I wish we never met. I'm tired of being bored. I'm through with the head. Watching the tyranny with sober eyes at daybreak and sunset. All hours in between are spent murdering time. You're made for bad lovers. Liver, you sold all the covers and fucked up my head. You made me such an asshole. I wish we never met. I'm tired of being bored. I'm through with the headaches and hide in my head. Fucking bye. Sick and tired, you need to be admired by like a dream, the kind that always leaves just when the best part starts. It ends so abruptly, to leave you stunned and naked in the bedroom all alone. It's kind of funny how something so soothing gets interrupted by the ring of a telephone. Like a cigarette that I busted on the day I quit. Now that I've been drinking, I'm out of smokes and I wish that I had it. Woke up to my daily headache and the realization that you were gone. Oh my sweet darling happiness, you've been away from me all along. It's one thing I never said, I'm truly happy in my heart and in my head. A lonely lover suspended in liquid. It came to me like a dream, the kind that always leaves just when the best part starts. It ends so abruptly, to leave you stunned and naked in the bedroom all alone. It's kind of funny how something so soothing gets interrupted by the ring of a telephone. It's one thing I never said, I'm truly happy in my dead was smile, missing a case like in a lead. My heart bleeds for what you never did until now.
For me, life has gotten to be more like a game. And the things that used to, you know, almost kill me, don't kill me so much. And the enjoyment of doing gets so beautiful. And the ideas are flowing more and more. And the thrill of it all, I appreciate people more. I see people and I see their faces and I feel like they seem familiar.
I hope you're enjoying those David Lynch clips as much as I am. David Lynch is an interesting guy, whether it's talking about making art or film or his obsession with transcendental meditation in the second half of his life. He's an interesting person to listen to speak and explain his ideas. That's what I say anyway. So, in that second segment, you heard several Alkaline Trio and related Matt Skiba Project songs. You heard Alkaline Trio with Trouble Breathing off their album God Damn It. Then you heard Matt Skiba, Good Effing Bye, off his split with Kevin Seconds. Next up was Matt Skiba and The Secrets with their track Way Back When off their album Cuts. And then there was Heavens with Patent Pending off the album of the same name. And lastly, we closed out with Hot Water Music playing Alkaline Trio's Bleeder off of Hot Water Music, Alkaline Trio split on BYO Records. Up next, I've got a block of songs by acts that Matt Skiba has made reference to over the years. So sit back, relax, and turn it up. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
cinema is a lot like music. I say cinema is sound and picture flowing together in time. And just like music flows, and so there's different movements, there's different things that happen in cinema like in music, and these transitions from one thing to another are critical like they are in music.
You just got done listening to Gary Newman's Cars off his album The Pleasure Principle from 1979, followed by a more recent cut by David Bowie with Valentine's Day off his 2013, believe it or not, 24th studio album, The Next Day. And then a little bit of Johnny Rotten's post-Sex Pistols shenanigans with Public Image Limited, with the song titled Public Image off of their album Public Image, First Image from 1978. And then I couldn't help myself. I promised myself I wouldn't do it, but I did it anyway. I snuck in a Misfits jam with Some Kind of Hate. And lastly, you heard the Violent Femmes with I Held Her in My Arms off The Blind Leading the Naked from 1986. Now, if you're new to the podcast or you dug any of the Misfits or the Bowie or the Violent Femmes or even the Sex Pistols, all these bands and tons more have come up on previous episodes. So please feel free to take a gander at our backlog of shows. Our entire first season, 13 or more episodes, covered the Misfits album Walk Among Us. So if that piques your interest, go check it out. Or if the Misfits are not your thing, Season 2 and Season 3 have been all over the place with various music-related discussions. We try to keep you guessing here on Cut by Cut Podcast. Now, before I leave you with the last batch of songs, as this episode grows long in the tooth, I want to thank you, dear listener, for sticking with me, Chris by Cut, in my first solo episode, and enjoying some songs that may or may not have influenced a young wannabe rock star named Matt Skiba. And of course, if you like what you've heard, head on over to iTunes, hit that subscribe button, give our little DIY podcast a 5-star rating, and let us know your thoughts in the review section. And of course, spread the word, good friends. You can also find us at Instagram at CutXCutPodcast. We're there on the Facebook from time to time at CutXCutPodcast. You can send us emails with your thoughts on our show, let us know your musical interests or even ideas for an episode at CutXCutPodcast@gmail.com. We also have a website, cutxcut.com, where you can find all our previous episodes. And on Android, you can find us on the Podbean app. And last but not least, head on over to radiomutation.com, where you can catch our show streaming among a bunch of other garage rock music radio stations that will keep you in the know of all things hip and cool in garage rock music. Eric will be back for the next episode, but before that, here's one last blast of songs. Keep on rocking, friends. Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
offer my hand all dry and English slow. And you look at me and I understand, yeah, it's a look I used to know. 3 long years and your favorite man, is that any way to say hello? And you hold me like you'll never let me go. Talk a while. Oh, I wish I could and I will, but now I just don't have the time. And over my shoulder as I walk away, I see you give that look goodbye. I still see that look in your eye. So dizzy, Mr. Busy, too much rush to talk to Billy. All the silly, frilly things that first get done in a minute, sometime soon, maybe next time, make it June until later. Doesn't always come.
blanket stranger. They leave you in a hole and say that truth be told, you're not alone. Whoa, oh, 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 we've nowhere left to go. Whoa, oh, 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 we lost our sense of hope. Whoa, oh, 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 left out in the cold. Whoa, oh, 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 lost our sense of soul. Left all alone in our disgrace.
Wake up exhausted, it's not morning, it's back to sleep, to redream me. We're alone and we're happy, but there you are, angry with me. Are you alright?
I can stand up straight.
Are you alright?
Can you get
thirsty man, you can sit with your empty glass and imagine water, and it will not quench your thirst. You can sit and wish for water, but it won't fill that glass up. But if you dip that glass in the cool water of the well and bring it up and drink it, it will quench your thirst. There's no denying this experience of transcending.
Welcome back to Cut by Cut Podcast. This is Chris by Cut, and I'm blah, 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 blah. that damn kid's hamster wheel in the background.